School is out for the summer, but when Dillingham High School students return in the fall, they'll find a big change, a new computer lab. Like many schools around the state, Dillingham is trying to stay ahead of the technology curve. They've been checking out laptops to high school students for the past 5 years. This year, they're building the new lab. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
It's an ordinary college computer lab. Though the students are high schoolers and they're trying out something new.
Basically a virtual world. I mean, I've never been on this before, but it's pretty cool from what I could see. And I'm controlling my avatar and making him walk around.
That's Jamie Olson, a student from Dillingham High School, describing using Second Life, a 3D online virtual world he's entering for the first time at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Bristol Bay campus. Susan Thames is the English and computer technology teacher at Dillingham High School.
The Bristol Bay campus has an island in Second Life that we can teach classes from. They can go to a hall where they can collaboratively work in an educational environment, and they also have a cultural area on their island that's been modeled after New Stuyahok.
Second Life is just one of the ways Thames and the district are trying to introduce students to technology. They're using the computer lab at the neighboring university because right now, the school district doesn't have their own computer lab. But all that is about to change because the district just got a grant to build a state-of-the-art dual-platform computer lab.
It's to broaden our career technical, and it will be developing a high-end dual platform, meaning Apple and PC-based computers with software for instruction that will allow us to get into things like Microsoft certification for students as they go through school, which will make them not only very capable in their individual skills, but it's a marketable skill in the workplace.
Superintendent Bill McLeod says he wants technology to eventually be integrated into every class at Dillingham schools. Dillingham High School is moving toward restructuring to become a career technical high school, according to McLeod. Putting in the computer lab is one of the first steps the district is taking toward this goal. In addition, they've extended their one-to-one laptop computer program. That program was funded by a 5-year grant that just ran out. It worked so well that the school decided to keep the program and pay for it out of their own budget. Andrew Burkowski, coordinator of tech services, says the laptops are essential for immersing kids in technology.
Now that we have the one-to-one laptops, every student has that, we're going to add to that a more powerful machine, and that's a desktop, a lab situation, where we can do things in a lab that we can't do in a laptop. For example, we're going to be looking at some very high-end graphic arts software and some of the business applications that we haven't been able to do on a Mac laptop. So it'll add and really bring a lot to this the technology program at Dillingham that we just could not offer before.
So are the schools in Dillingham on the right track? Roxanne Morant says yes, integrating technology into schools is an invaluable investment in kids. She's the technology coordinator for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Childhood Development.
I can tell you that integrating technology is how we are going to address the needs of kids today, because the way kids are learning are a lot different than how we learned. And so you're seeing kids in diapers run over and start up a computer and play a game. They understand technology at a native level that, in our mind, we have to think about. We really need to meet the kids' needs where they're at and understand how to relate to them in ways that they understand.
She also says in rural Alaska, technology will play a key role in the future.
Technology might be the answer that we need to really provide them with opportunities that go beyond just their community and allow them to see possibilities worldwide while still staying in their community.
With broadband internet on its way into some of Southwest Alaska's most remote communities, it means they'll have access to fast, reliable internet in some cases for the first time. For schools like Dillingham, broadband internet plus an investment in equipment, Morant says, means better preparation of students for the workforce and college. Back in the UAF Bristol Bay Computer Lab, the Dillingham students seem to be having fun creating virtual versions of themselves.
Can you tell me what your avatar looks like?
It's tall, dark, and handsome. I wanted them to look like me. How do you fly, Ryan?
It may seem like just another computer game, but playing around in virtual worlds could bring kids one step closer to success in the real world. The new computer lab at Dillingham High School should be in by the time school starts this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.